Welcome to Managing MDS. My name is Dr. Naval Davar, and I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Leukemia at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. Today, I will be reviewing the phase 2 study of nivolumab or ipilimumab with azacitidine in patients with previously treated or untreated MDS. This was a study that we performed in patients with myelodysplastic syndrome. This was one of the first studies to evaluate immune checkpoint treatment in patients with MDS. In parallel, there were studies ongoing with other PD-1 inhibitors, such as pembrolizumab, or PD-L1 inhibitors, such as durvalumab. We developed this study to be a very broad study looking at multiple subsets of MDS, including frontline high-risk MDS patients who would receive either azacitidine with nivolumab, or azacitidine with ipilimumab, or azacitidine with nivolumab and ipilimumab. And these were three non-randomized, parallel, and sequential cohorts. We also had patients who had post-hypomethylating agent failure. So these are people who had had 4 to 6 cycles of azacitidine or decitabine and then progressed. And these patients would again receive either nivolumab alone in the first cohort or ipilimumab alone in the second cohort, or eventually, once we showed the safety and efficacy of the single agents, the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab. We presented the initial data at ASH. This was presented by the PI of the study, Dr. Guillermo Garcia Manero. And at this EHA meeting, we have an update of this study where we're focusing on the frontline groups. And what we see is, in the frontline setting, the combination of AZA and nivolumab is producing a response rate when responses are looked at by the IWG criteria, looking at CR, CRI, hematological improvement, with a response rate of about 80%. Now, this is about double the response rate you would get with azacitidine alone in a similar high-risk frontline MDS. The azacitidine-ipilimumab combination has a response rate of about 55 to 60%, which is also better than azacitidine alone, as has been shown in our institution and other phase 3 studies in high-risk MDS, but was lower than the azacitidine-nivolumab. The regimen was very well tolerated. We did see immune toxicities, but these were manageable with early evaluation, recognition, and treating with steroids. And in most cases, the immune toxicities resolved within 48 to 72 hours of steroids. We were able to taper the steroids within about 12 to 14 days, which is a quicker taper than is usually done in solid tumors. And most of these people actually stayed on steady. We had less than 5% discontinuation due to immune-mediated toxicities when these were appropriately managed. We think that the further direction for this combination is going to be a combination of azacitidine with nivolumab and ipilimumab, a very similar approach that we have started in AML. And the reason we think this will be important is because when we treat these patients with the AZA plus PD-1 inhibitor, we see uniformly in most patients who are not responding, there's significant upregulation of CTLA-4 and T cells, indicating that this was the major immune mechanism of resistance, and potentially by using a combination, we could prevent or overcome such resistance. And if these do turn out to be true, this could be a very important breakthrough for development in frontline MDS, a disease that has needed new drugs, just like in AML. Thank you for viewing this activity.